Urging us all to get online this week, but that's easier said than done in many parts of rural Norfolk. Today at Sedgford near Heacham in West Norfolk, there's been a special event to highlight the problem of what's called NotSpots, where the internet doesn't work. Our West Norfolk producer Jill Bennett went to discover more.
We do have very bad connections in Sedgford. I mean, it's very, very slow. I can't get a mobile signal. I have to go right up in the corner of one of my rooms in the house, and then I can only just get one. So connecting to mobile phone is not an option for me. So I was coming to see what else there is.
Sedgford is one of the not spots which the Country Land and Business Association is talking about. The event in the village hall has brought quite a few inquiries. Do you use your broadband for leisure or is it work as well?
Both.
I mean, it's quite important to you then to have it.
Yes, it's very important because if you're living out in a rural community, my friends are all around, it's a good way of communicating with them. Last winter when I couldn't get out because I live on the edge of a hill and we get very iced up here, I couldn't get out. I could order stuff on the internet to be delivered. So I couldn't get out, but they could get in.
Would it help you to have better connections here?
Absolutely. For running the charity, I do need better connections and quicker connections because I'm often under 4, you know, 3.2 and so on. And I really would like to get up to, you know, as high as I can for speed.
You would want someone to get on with a connection for Sedgford rather than using the various radio options?
Yes, definitely.
Now, this is Adrian Hood. Now, just tell me why you need broadband round the coast.
There are lots of people who come and stay here in caravans and in holiday homes who want internet access while they're away and to keep in touch with their businesses and their friends and family. But they're finding that the local infrastructure isn't there at the moment to provide them with broadband connection. The only way they can do it is with a company like ourselves, because what we do is we put in telephone lines or satellite connections and then we distribute it out and share out the signal over these caravans so that they can all get a connection whenever they're down here and they can keep in touch.
And that, he says, has an impact both on business and on tourism.
It does affect the number of times that people do come to this area, because if they can't keep in, the modern communications is such that people want to keep in contact with their business, and if they can't do that, maybe perhaps some Norfolk are going to be places that they'll miss out on. And it is important. We need infrastructure really to enable them to do that.
So you agree with this campaign then?
Absolutely, yes. It's vital, and there's more and more demand for it all the time. And people are telling me that if they had a better broadband connections in this area, they are able to spend more time here.
Now I'm with Richard Dix, who's one of the people who's organised this. You've had quite a few people in and out, all got different demands really for the service, haven't they?
Absolutely. Some are very happy to have wireless broadband brought in. Others really just need it by a fixed cable, and lots of questions about whether the fibre at the school will ever be opened up and how that can be shared around the village. But there is lots of interest also in the satellites, and also lots of interest coming in the mobile part of the businesses as well. Once we do get improved speeds, you can do so much more with it.
Are you getting more businesses or private individuals coming in?
Today it seems to be a lot of private people from in and around the village in the local area who have taken some interest in coming down today. Businesses do need it, and these people do work for businesses who do want them to work from home.
Richard Dix speaking to our West Norfolk producer Jill Bennett on the problem of internet not spots.